Ever since I was a little kid, I've been enthralled with motorcycles. I think they're pretty cool. And so when a friend of mine got a motorcycle and has been, well, he got one recently and has been teaching me all kinds of things about motorcycles. And I got to tell you, one of the coolest things that he taught me just happened recently. He was telling me about, you know how, well, the motorcycles or cars or any vehicle, you can get in an accident, obviously. But with motorcycles, accidents can be really, really scary, to the point of either death or losing a limb or getting severely road rashed that your body never looks the same again. So there's obviously ways to mitigate some of these challenges. You can wear a helmet, you can wear bodyguard, you know, whether it be shin guards or leather pants or some really expensive $400 or $500 boots. But all of those things are kind of after the fact. You're getting in an accident and now you hope the gear that you have is going to help mitigate some of the problems. But how can you actually prevent those problems from happening instead of just lessening the problem, lessening the scars, the scrapes, the death? What can you do to actually alleviate that, make sure it doesn't even happen? Prevention, if you will. Well, this gentleman was telling me that he watches lots of videos about how people are escaping dangerous circumstances on a motorcycle. He talked about one where motorcyclists are playing limbo. And I don't recommend any of this. I think it's, you got to be really careful with what you're doing and be very practiced. But they're doing limbo on their motorcycles and learning how to have challenges before they come up. So this gentleman decided that he was going to practice problems. He was going to slide on his motorcycle, not hurt the motorcycle, but get really close to actually having a really crazy accident without having an accident, doing it in a controlled environment, no one else around, making sure that he is in complete control, but also practicing those precarious situations that will invariably come up when there's snow, ice, water, someone jams on their brakes, cuts you off on a motorcycle, whatever. So he's practicing problematic situations and preparing for them. How does that relate to marriage and thriving together in families? What are you practicing now so that you'll be ready for the dramatic, the crazy, the things that you don't even know will happen? Are, for instance, you and your spouse getting education now, additional education, even more education than you thought would be necessary so that you're prepared for income loss? Are you preparing now for your next job change, next business opportunity? What are you doing now practicing in a controlled environment for the inevitable big challenges? What are you doing now to prepare for the death of your spouse? You know you both will die eventually, one probably before the other. What's your preparation plan? What are you doing economically to prepare for that horrible crash, if you will? What are you doing now for when the kids are going to be completely out? Are you dating now? Are you getting to know each other and love each other and praise each other and encouraging each other now so that you're ready for that big jolt when they move out so that maybe it won't be such a big jolt? What are you doing now to prepare for meddling in-laws, interfering in-laws? What other things are going to go wrong more than likely? What have you seen in your friends, family, in the world that's helping you prepare for the problems, the accidents? When you look at very public figures and you see that many of them had so much money, millions or billions, or had so much fame or so much power, so much prestige, so much clout, so many servants or others helping them, but yet still struggled when they hit, well, when they had their accident, their problems. How come they stumbled? And what can you and your spouse do differently? What can you do to prevent infidelity, cheating? What can you do to recuperate or recover from that? What can you learn now about forgiveness, about respect? What can you do now to, as a good friend of mine taught me and reminded me of yesterday, to influence your character by starting first with your thoughts? Reminding yourself, as I was reminded yesterday, that the good that goes in, you know, you heard garbage in, garbage out. What about good in, good out, or great in, great out? What about the thoughts that we have determine our actions, and our actions determine our habits, and our habits determine our character, and our character determines our legacy? I don't know if I got that exactly right, but I definitely know that what we put in as our thoughts eventually become our actions, and our actions do form habits. It all starts with the thoughts that we put in. What's the music you're listening to, calculated to do? What about the what you're watching on TV and in movies? What kind of thoughts are you having so that you can be prepared for these crazy problems that are inevitably going to come about? I hope you're preparing now. I hope you're practicing accidents, if you will. I hope you're getting so good as a companionship that no matter what comes, it'll still hurt you. It'll still be very difficult, but you can handle it. I hope you'll also make sure that you handle it with your God, with your maker, with your helper, because the problems that come up, you don't have to handle them alone, and you're not alone. Good luck.